I think, therefore I am. It's time to change your thinking in order to change your life. I'll never forget the mixed emotions I felt moving to Belgium as a 13-year-old boy. My dad accepted a high position in a multinational company. So in the middle of the school year, we left Quebec, Canada. My hockey season was cut in half. I left all my friends and walked into a very different culture. The French language was different. The food was different. Everything seemed to be different and hard. Can you imagine the culture shock that I experienced? Within a year, I was depressed. My grades started plummeting and I was being bullied at my new school. I had to fight daily and be ridiculed in the classroom. You see, I had a great life in Canada, but it was ripped away without asking my opinion. Have you ever felt this way? Although I wasn't a Christian at the time, I believe that God reached out to me by sending my two big brothers on quick visits. One helped me with my studies and the other gave me a book called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. This book helped transform my life forever. It turned me on to the power of our thoughts. John Maxwell says there are two things that will determine our future: the books we read and the friends we make. What are you reading? And who are your friends? The Apostle Paul wrote about this often in his books. Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." It's my prayer that you will change your daily thought life. Make positive declarations and meditate on the promises from the Word of God. You see, you can't change your life until you change your thinking. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Marc Goulet.